This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 18th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. PCA's pivotal in biotech space. Trucker Sue Carb. Ross in Spain. Ground zero again for Jordan, and Vilsack pitches ag labor help. Robot tips from PCAs. California's transition away from conventional pesticides is helping to drive a burgeoning ag biotech market. Walt Duflock detailed the opportunities ahead for pest control advisors during a keynote this week at the annual conference of the California Association of Pest Control Advisors in Reno. Duflock believes biotech, which includes biostimulants and biofertilizers, will gather as much as $30 billion in ag tech investments this year, surpassing alternative proteins and controlled environment ag for the top spot. That gets him more excited than the robots he often works with. He noted that pests are crushing ag, and the regulatory environment is getting tougher for conventionals, both in California and from EU mandates on California products. Think of yourselves as strategic advisors, he told the PCAs as he explained their role in optimizing the mix of traditional chemistries and biologicals to boost farm value. It's doubling the workload, but hopefully it's doubling the opportunity as well. He also urged PCAs to consider robots. Autonomous and precision sprayers could improve operations, lower input costs, and add value to the farm products, he explained. You could read more about the CAPCA conference in the AgriPulse newsletter West, hitting inboxes this morning. Truckers sue CARB over diesel sales ban. The California Trucking Association has filed a lawsuit against the Air Resources Board that to challenge the Advanced Clean Fleets rule. The rule bans the sale of diesel-powered trucks by 2036. The association cited lagging infrastructure, a wildly unrealistic timeline, and a clearly unachievable regulation that violates federal laws. Ross leads climate delegation to Spain. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross is in Spain, one of Europe's leading specialty crop producers, that to discuss climate-smart ag this week. She's found similar climate challenges to California and opportunities for new resources and tools to equip growers. Ross and the delegation have met with researchers in plant genetics and biologicals and specialists in soil health and deficit irrigation, with more visits later this week. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Jordan set to try again for House Speaker. The House is scheduled to vote again this morning on Jim Jordan as House Speaker after he was unable to turn enough votes to force a second vote last night. We are going to keep working, Jordan told reporters after that second vote was put off till today. Jordan got only 200 votes in the initial ballot Tuesday, 17 short of what he needed. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson has been optimistic about moving a farm bill after talking to Jordan ahead of the Tuesday balloting. But we are at ground zero again, Thompson told reporters after the Tuesday vote. I have no idea where we go from here. Now, take note. Two House Ag members voted for someone other than Jordan, Don Bacon of Nebraska, Doug LaMoffa of California. LaMoffa told reporters that his vote was essentially in protest of Kevin McCarthy's ouster October 3rd. LaMoffa said he'll vote for Jordan next time. Now keep in mind, the GOP holdouts who appear to be pretty strong no's on Jordan, that includes the chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, Kay Granger of Texas, as well as several Appropriations Subcommittee chairs. It is no small matter for a committee chair to vote against the party's nominee for speaker. Vilsack seemed committed to ag labor assistance. The National Council of Agricultural Employers hosted an educational webinar yesterday focusing on USDA's new Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program. The FLSP will award up to $65 million in grants to help agricultural employers implement robust labor standards on farms and ranches while facilitating lawful migration pathways through the H-2A Temporary Worker Program. Michael Marsh, president and CEO of NCAE, was impressed with what Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said on the webinar. Quote, he's really committed to the success of this grant program and its potential for mitigating irregular migration into the United States, Marsh said. There's a lot of interest in the program, Marsh said. I think with the out-of-control cost associated with the H-2A program, members are looking for any means they can to comply with the program and then hopefully make a dollar at the end of the day, Marsh said. Syngenta unit ordered to sell Arkansas land. Northrop King Seed Company, a subsidiary of Syngenta, has been ordered to divest its ownership of 160 acres of land under a new Arkansas law prohibiting businesses controlled by China and certain other countries from holding land in the state. The company is also facing a $280,000 fine. That's 25% of the reported fair market value of the land. That for failing to report foreign ownership on time, according to the letter it received from Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffith. Syngenta is owned by a Chinese state-owned business, the China National Chemical Company. Well, here's today's He Said It. California's agriculture sector is a microcosm of the American dream. That William Bordeaux, executive vice president of Harris Farms, in an op-ed for the San Joaquin Valley Sun, calling for more support for on-farm innovations in the Farm Bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 18th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.